This is a system for self-growth and discovery. Written by Bobby Puyer. This article is a brief description of the spiritual path that I am walking upon. I think for any path to be feasible, there must be certain ways of increasing our understandings and realizations. In my case, I was taught how to interpret dream and meditation symbols. The key main components of my path are 1. Meditation 2. Dreams and vision interpretation. Many other modalities act as secondary supports along the journey. But the crux of the path essentially lies in consistent meditation and dream/vision interpretations. It is perhaps possible not to meditate, provided we remain sensitive to incoming intuitions and other means of receiving insights and self-discoveries. Pendulum reading does play a part in filling some of the roles performed by meditational vision interpretation, but it is certainly not as flexible. This is because the readings that we get from pendulums are limited by the type of charts we use. In another word, visions can have infinite variations, whereas pendulum charts can only give us answers within their range of options. Additionally, Reiki attunements helped in increasing my sensitivity to energies. I simply cannot emphasize more on the role dream/vision interpretations plays in self-growth acceleration your self-worth, esteem. It is very effective in deepening our understandings and in transforming ourselves. Prior to knowing how to interpret dreams, progress was slow for me. Dream interpretation significantly opened up new ways of receiving detailed information essential for my continued self-growth. I don't think there are any hard and fast rules to self-discovery. Living life itself is the path. However, I do believe in practice and consistency, if we were to achieve any desirable results. I have been a meditator for many years. It was about 5 to 6 years ago that I discovered that I am at times receiving visions/images/insights in my mind that educated me about certain things. Often these visions revealed only what was understandable by me at any given moment of my journey. It was at this beginning stage of vision receiving that I met a highly enlightened teacher who taught me the current method that included dream interpretation. I am truly grateful to that teacher. Along my path, there were at times what appeared to be past lives feelings surfacing onto my conscious mind. These feelings were mostly traumatic, but realizing them allowed me to understand the reason of my present life fears. Because of the potentially shocking and at times unpleasant experiences of past life emotional reliving, I strongly feel that only one who is focused on progressing spiritually attempt to uncover past life experiences. Past life uncovering must be treated with respect. Well, this is my system of practice in a nutshell. As you can see, the path is quite flexible in the sense that it is fully integrated into my life experiences, and it does not really present itself as a separate endeavor. Also, each individual path will be unique and different from others. This is mainly because each one of us have different issues and areas that needed addressing. I recognize that many different types of path can lead to similarly desirable results. Perhaps, the external expressions of different paths often belie similar dynamics under the differing facade. Please read my other articles. Thank you.